Here we go. Victory. It's time for the Redskins Report with WMAL's Redskin analyst and Comcast Sportsnet co-host Trevor Maddich. Of course, Trevor was an elite long snapper with the Redskins.
I understand that.
Yeah, and hey, listen, Trevor, before we get into talking about the Redskins, I just have to make note of something. The Cowboys played last night, and they won yet again. That's 11 straight. This Dak Prescott is something else, isn't he?
Yep, this Dak Prescott is getting the job done. And his numbers in the fourth quarter, I think, are better than his numbers in the first three. So give him credit for that. But also understand that what Dallas has built is an offensive line that is primarily first-rounders and a running back that they drafted number four, I think, overall. So they've got a foundation of a running game. Mm-hmm. That makes it easier for the quarterback. That makes it a lot easier for the defense. And that's what the Redskins are trying to build as well, that foundation on the offensive line and the running game.
All right, well, let's turn to the Redskins, who face the Cardinals this weekend. Look, it looks like this is one that we might take.
Well, it's possible. The thing about Arizona right now is that after going 13-3 last year, mm-hmm. their offenses fell off the table. And the reason is that their offensive line just can't protect Carson Palmer, their quarterback. So the Redskins, I think, will have a good chance to get some good action rushing the passer. They will need to, because the defense of the Cardinals is number one overall statistically. But we don't know which defense will show up. Over the last two games, the Cardinals' defense has given up 30 points or more in each of those two games.
Wow.
So the Cardinals, they're vulnerable and they're beatable and they're struggling. But then again, they've got some tools that would give the Redskins some trouble.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, Trevor, because, yes, Carson Palmer is definitely having trouble. But, boy, they've got this running back, David Johnson. He had a breakout rookie year last year. People were thinking it would be a sophomore slump, but he is just doing amazing things out of the Cardinals' backfield. What's the Redskins' strategy? It's like, okay, fine, we know David Johnson's going to hurt us. Let him run all over us, but just make sure that that Carson Palmer's on his back. Do you do that?
No, the thing is, Johnson has been very good at not just at running, but at catching the ball. He actually leads the NFL in offensive yards from scrimmage, so it's running and catching. Yeah. But it's a traditional game plan. First you stop the run and then make them one-dimensional,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they'll need to do. So the first thing to do is to stop Johnson's running. Everything else will flow from there.
All right, so the Redskins, you know, it was very disappointing to not be able to do something with the Cowboys, because that really would have been a game changer. It seemed just before the Cowboy game that maybe we were at a point where the team was gelling. How do you overall assess the team at this point in the season?
I think it is gelling, and I think that loss at the Cowboys is so frustrating because it was a winnable game. I mean, the Redskins played well enough to maybe win that game, and so the loss was frustrating, but if you just penciled it in a month ago, you would think, okay, that's a Cowboys win, and it was a Cowboys win. But the Redskins were competitive, and that's important. So the Redskins are coming together. The offense is getting better. The offensive line has really morphed into one of the better groups in the NFL, certainly in pass protection. And, of course, Cousins is lighting it up. The one bugaboo, actually, a couple of bugaboos, for the Redskins are the defense. They still get gouged by better running backs, and they still are having trouble in the secondary since both of their starting safeties are out. Some of the young players that have stepped in to take over have been torched, and I think one of those guys is Kendall Fuller. He's a rookie corner. He's not a safety, but he's a corner that has less safety help now. And the last couple of weeks, offenses, including Dak Prescott last week, went after the matchup that featured Kendall Fuller. He struggled. Now, he's an outstanding player, and he will get better. But this is something that I expect Carson Palmer to try to replicate.
And looking at, as a whole, where the Redskins are aiming now toward the end of the year, you know, we're past the Thanksgiving. We've got, what do we have, 5 games left in the season?
Yes.
Redskins are in a place right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Trevor, that is, if they just win out, if they continue to win, they're going to be in the playoffs, right?
Yes.
But if not, they're going to need some help. What do you think of this whole concept that true Redskins fans right now should actually be rooting for the Cowboys to keep winning?
Yeah, but the Cowboys, I think, are uncatchable at this point because with just 5 games to go, they're not going to collapse. So the Redskins are fighting for a wild card spot. And if the season ended today, they would be in the last wild card spot in the NFC. They'd be in the playoffs today. But that tie in London against Cincinnati could come back to bite them.
Yeah.
Remember that at the end of overtime, they had a 34-yard field goal that normally is money for them, but they missed it. And so instead of a win, it was a tie. That takes one win away from them. So the season down the stretch is at Arizona, at Philly, Carolina with Cam Newton, at the Bears, who are woeful, and they finish at home on New Year's Day with the Giants. If the Redskins win out, they're in the playoffs. And the thing of it is, this game against Arizona, I think, will be really big
yep.
towards that, because if they lose to Arizona, all of a sudden they're on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Well, we hope that wasn't happen. Your prediction?
My prediction is that the Redskins will pull this out. I think Arizona will make some plays, but I think at the end of it all, the Redskins' defense, the pass rush, will make the plays that will allow the Redskins to win this game by a field goal.
All right. Trevor, also real fast, it was revealed earlier this week that Kirk Cousins is a big fan of Broadway musicals and sings show tunes in the locker room. Did you ever experience anything like that when you were playing in the NFL?
And what would have been your reaction?
Not when I was playing in the NFL, but I did do something like that when I was in high school. I just wasn't nearly as good at Cousins at it. Here's my thing. Remember back in the day there was that saying, real men don't eat quiche.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, yes.
Well, I would say real men eat whatever they want and don't care what anybody says. So real men will do musical theater if they want to, and they will enjoy it and like it and not be dissuaded by people who would excoriate them for it. Kirk Cousins is a real man.
Do you hear that, Trevor? Brian Wilson, do you hear that? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Thank you, Trevor. God bless you, sir.
Thanks, guys, and thanks to real men everywhere.
It's 8:15. I think maybe Trevor sings a show tune of his own now and again.
I'm getting that impression.